You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm very lucky to be joined by Deep State, aka Jessica Morgan, Tamaki producer and songwriter who has made quite the name for herself in the world of Aotearoa electronica, exploring the landscapes of house, garage, breakbeat, and downtempo. In 2023, she had her album Dreams. It won favorite album at those ASRNA World Student Radio Network Awards and was nominated for an Aotearoa Music Award for Best Electronic Artist. Some serious accolades there. On the program today, she is here to discuss her new single, Rain, with Sun Return, which is out across streaming right now. It comes with a truly dope music video, which we will get to when we're chatting. But first, just how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good. You just mentioned off air you're at work right now. You just come out of a meeting.
Yeah. So, you know, day's going pretty average.
We all experience it. We all know it. Now, this track, I love it, by the way. I think it's so sick.
Thank you.
And we'll just get straight into it. It draws on more kind of like 90s trip hop and EDM. It's a bit moody, and you've cited some influences, Everything But the Girl, Single Gun Theory. In your view, how does this track differ from the work you've previously produced?
You kind of like got it in one there. Definitely the kind of main influences, I guess, when I was making the track and kind of what I was listening to when I was making the song, and I guess the whole album as well. I guess like it draws a lot on sort of my previous album Dreams, in the sense that everything I seem to make has some kind of like moody quality about it, or is a little bit dark or something. I've sort of like, from my goth days when I was 12, it seems to have stuck with me through to my 30s. So that always comes through. But I think with this one and with a lot of the other songs on the album, I kind of explored a bit more of like the downtempo side of things that I love. Like the 90s is definitely the kind of biggest decade for me in terms of musical influence, but maybe just like exploring a different kind of side of that with this one. Yeah.
Sick. Now it's called Rain. Are you a fan of rain? Would you say that, you know, rain makes you feel a certain way, you know, on a cold, rainy night?
Yeah. I mean, I love rain when I'm inside. I love that kind of like cozy feeling of being inside while it's raining. Not so much when I'm outside. I actually wouldn't, it's probably a bit misleading. I'm not like a huge fan of rain, to be fair. I love the sunshine. But I think like with the tone of the song, the kind of sense of rain goes with it. Yeah.
Yeah, Zach and I were talking about that just before on air, and he asked me to rate rain. And in terms of the concept of rain, not your song. I gave the song a 9. And I said, you know, as a concept, I'm giving it about a 3. Like, when I'm inside, safe and warm, amazing. But when I'm outside, it's a no for me.
Absolutely agreed. Yes.
Now, the track has some amazing production. What does your production process look like? Is it changed on this record compared to Dreams?
To be honest, it hasn't. I have, like, stuck with the same pretty much. So I use the same software that I did when I first started out, which is Reaper, to get specific, which is kind of, I guess, a bit strange for like an electronic producer to be using that software, because it's generally used more by like bands and stuff. But it's just what I learned, and it's what I've gotten used to, and it just works for me. So I kind of like kept saying, I'll learn Ableton, and then I just haven't put the time into that, because Reaper just works for me. Ableton has been great for like recording samples in there, and then I'll move them over. So that's kind of been my workflow. But yeah, in terms of, I guess, like general production workflow, it's stayed pretty similar. I think I've just probably gotten better with like mixing techniques over the years. That's probably what's changed the most.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Ableton scares me.
Yeah.
I do the same with editing programs, like a film editing programs. I'm like, I've got the one that I stick to, and anything outside of that seems complicated. I don't want to learn it.
Absolutely. Like, I'm a big like advocate for, if it works for you, stick with it.
Oh, totally. And speaking of film editing, it would totally be remiss of me not to talk about the amazing music video made with support from New Zealand On Air. You worked with 3D artist and illustrator Nick Little, aka Ooh Splat, and it follows a character there going to sleep during the rain, as we were talking about before, and then kind of transitioning into this sunset visual sequence, lots of purples there, very vaporwave in kind of visuals to me. Where did that idea for the music video spawn for you?
Yeah, so Nick is amazing. He did an incredible job on the video. I guess like the idea kind of came from, I guess, kind of like what I saw when I was like listening back to the track and kind of what I thought would go with it. But I've got to give Nick a lot of credit because I reached out to him with a pretty loose concept around like, I think this could maybe work, which actually came from a Burial video. If you look up Burial, Come Down to Us, you'll kind of see like a lot of similarities there in terms of the concept. So I can't like give myself credit for all the concept on this one. But yeah, Nick kind of like took my loose concept and just like totally brought it to life. That's why I love working with him, because he really just goes with it and I just fully trust him to kind of execute it. He does a great job every time.
Yeah, I mean, it looks stunning. It's kind of like almost a little bit like the character looks Pixar-y in a way.
Yes.
In a good way, not a bad way. And so you kind of talked a little bit about that process, the loose idea. In terms of it, how does it work from there? Do you give feedback on the music video? Do you have any kind of like influence, or did he just make it and you looked at it and you were like, sweet, good to go?
Yeah, with Nick, it's very much like, I mean, it's different with, I've worked with like, a few different people on videos, and it's different with everyone. But with Nick, it's very much like, here's the concept. He will just like go away and then kind of like deliver it like a couple of months later. So, and because I just like totally trust him to deliver something amazing, like that is great for me, because it's like very little work for me to have to do, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think it's maybe it's just the way that he works best. It's how he likes to work. But yeah, that's kind of how it went. And yeah, turned out amazing.
I very much recommend to all of our listeners to go and watch it. It was a little bit of a trip, but in a good way. Now the track comes off your upcoming album, which is due for release this September. I'm always interested in the reasons why artists pick a single. I know sometimes it's just that that was the song that was done first. But in this case, what was the story behind picking Rain?
I think that, so like from the whole album, it's probably for me, like it's my favorite song on the album, I would say. Mm. I feel that it's kind of like strong in terms of kind of packing a lot of my influence from when I was making it like into one track. And it also just so happens that I managed to get New Zealand On Air funding for it. So of course it was going to be a single.
Nice.
But yeah, I guess like the main reason it's a single and the fact that it's the lead single is because it's my favorite track on the album.
Yeah. And how did you find that New Zealand On Air process with funding? I know lots of people have different experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it a few times now, so I kind of just like know how it goes. And I do have support from Zach from Sun Return, who is the label I'm on, and you know, he's great with supporting that kind of process, so I'm quite lucky in that sense. It can be, I don't know, like it's not always like super fun putting all that stuff together, but it's always great when it goes well.
Yeah.
And I very much appreciate being given money to like put into, you know, a sort of like creative hobby of mine. So
Sick. And in terms of the album and its rollout, you know, coming out in September, what does from now to here look like? How many singles do you have planned? Do you know?
Yeah. So obviously this is the first single. There's the next single will be coming out in sort of late July, and that has a music video as well. Mm-hmm. I was lucky to get funding for another music video, so that'll be out with the next single. And then because the album is pretty short, it's only 7 tracks, we're just going to release the album after that in September. So it's like a fairly short cycle, which is cool with me. In terms of like other things happening around that, I don't know. I'm just going to see what happens. I have not planned any shows. I kind of don't love performing, so I am really picky about what I plan and what I say yes to in terms of performances. So I don't know. We'll just see what happens there. But yeah, that's sort of the loose plan at the moment, I guess.
Nice. I know so many people who don't love performing. Seems like a totally natural thing. But so in that way, does making music, is that more of a meditative process for you? You know, when it's not, some people write just to perform, but for you, is it a more inward kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's very much like a kind of, it's very much like a solo experience for me, or like an inward experience where when I'm in production mode, I just kind of like shut myself away and just like get deep into it for hours.
Yeah.
And that process is like the kind of cathartic part for me, is like creating something and putting it all together.
Yeah.
And then obviously I love when it's put out into the world, but it's like I'm never making a song sort of with performing in mind, I suppose. Mm. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, well, the single is Rain. It's out on Sun Return. It's across streaming at the moment. Thank you so much for joining me, Jess. Is there any kind of last words you'd love to give to our listeners out there?
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And go listen to the track if you haven't. I hope you like it. Check out the video. Nick did an amazing job. Next single out in a couple of months.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was Jess there, aka Deep State, having a little kororo about her brand new single, Rain, which is out across streaming services. I'm going to play it for you right bloody now. Thank you for tuning in to Edu Big Breakfast here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Here is Deep State with Rain. I like it most when it rains at night.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.